You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by Cassie Glace and Lindsay Miller of Blue Echo Radio at UNC Asheville. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thanks so much for sitting down with me today. So to get started, maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about what you do at Blue Echo.
I am the director of events at Blue Echo, so I'm just responsible. All our events are kind of like a team effort for the most part, but I like do a lot of the coordinating with like catering, getting spaces booked, that kind of stuff. So I just do a lot with that, and as well as other miscellaneous jobs.
I am director of press at Blue Echo, so I'm mostly in charge of like the social media, advertising, outreach kind of thing. I post a lot of memes on our Facebook page. And that's about it.
And if our listeners aren't familiar with the Blue Echo, could you give them a brief rundown?
Yeah, we have a variety of different shows. They're all student-led. We have shows based on just like indie music. We have some really great film-based shows, talk shows.
As part of your college radio station, each year you have a big event, and that's coming up. So tell us about that.
So Echo Fest is our annual music festival that we do every spring. I'm not sure how many years we've been doing it now.
At least like 4 or 5.
But 4 or 5.
This is the second one we've personally been coordinating.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a tradition now. And this is the second year we've had it on the UNC Asheville Quad. We're going to have 20 or more bands performing on the quad all day. We're going to have activities. There will be food trucks. It's mostly local bands and a lot of student bands that we have booked right now. Our headliners, I think they're all from Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure. We have Jamin Brahmin.
Pictures of Vernon. And they're getting a little bit bigger. They just played the Mothlight a couple weeks ago.
What can people expect when they get to your event? Is it an all-day kind of thing? Like, maybe just describe what the day is going to be like.
Yeah, it is an all-day event. It goes from noon to 11 at night, so it's a very long day, even longer for us. You can expect lots of just activity and, like, just all kinds of stuff on the quad. Like, we're going to have 2 stages on the quad and then 1 in our greenhouse, which is kind of like our acoustic stage, I guess. And there's going to be, like, art and activities and just kind of, like, I don't know, just a celebration. It's all for the Humane Society. That's who we chose to benefit, and we're going to get our vendors. So we have a couple art vendors, and we're going to get them to, like, donate part of their proceeds to the Humane Society. So I'm kind of just excited to support them. I'm excited for food trucks, too, to be honest, because I helped coordinate those, and that's always kind of fun.
Definitely excited about partnering with the Humane Society. I'm expecting lots of dogs there, so hopefully the turnout will be big with that. I'm also excited to see the headliner bands. There's normally a really good crowd out by the time they start playing, and the energy is really nice, and I like just vibing with that.
If people want to learn more about your event, see the lineup, get involved, how can they do that?
You can go to our Facebook page. We have an official Facebook event. We'll have some posters coming out very shortly.
Yeah, just follow us on Facebook. We also have an event page with that. We're also on Instagram at Blue Echo UNCA and Twitter, Blue Echo UNCA, and we'll be posting updates about that, about our lineup, other information about the activities and things like that.
Well, thank you all so much for sitting down with us and bringing us information about your upcoming event, and best of luck to you.
Thanks, Emma.